We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
You're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, DJ Never Forget. Terry Diabolic will be in shortly. Big show today, big week. It's gorgeous in Brooklyn. That tune you just heard was Take You by AC Slater, the Tay Tay remix, which we are part of, along with our good friend JPEG, and who is, we're all based out of Brooklyn. And the tune comes out tomorrow on Beatport. Big releases from Nottostrom, Drop the Lime, Udachi. So, you know, if you're a fan of that treble and bass family, you know you're going to like this. Terry Diabolic in the house.
Yo. I mean, who isn't a fan of that stuff?
I don't know. We know one guy who's a fan of that, and that would be our good friend Phil, who is sitting here with us in the studio. Phil, welcome.
Thank you so much.
That's all right. It's all right. It's a little bit of a broken headphone. No one's gonna see it. So we had the pleasure of meeting Phil last night through our good friend Ruth, and he treated us to an amazing dinner at Bozu last night. But that is not why you're here. We could talk about Bozu, but that's not why you're here.
Yeah, pull it closer.
Yeah, pull a little closer.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to open my first restaurant here in Bushwick. Right next door to Roberta's, it's called Momo Sushi Shack, and I'm doing it with the I'm doing it with the owner of Bozu, who's going to be the head chef, and then ironically enough, the owner of the now defunct Boogaloo, Chance Johnson, who me who where I used to work at, you know, Boogaloo, and we'd threw the original Trouble and Bass parties,
which is
back in the day,
which is great. AC Slater will be in studio today. I forgot to say is on his way. P.S. Full disclaimer: we met Momo last night.
You met Momo last night.
Very sweet girl.
Yes, yes.
English, not so great.
English, not so great.
But the kindness translates across all boundaries.
Yeah, Momo's the manager of Bozu, and we love her so much, so we kind of basically named a restaurant after her.
Now, one of the things that I found last night about the food, we were talking about your inspirations, because there's all sorts of different flavors going on, is that you talked to me about how when you get to the high end of a certain, like, Italian or French culture, the ingredients sort of like are very rigid. It's like you can only use this. But when you get to the higher echelons of Japanese culture, it's a little bit more flexible. And Bozu is a great example of that. And you can talk about some of your dishes that really showcase that sort of approach.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's not my dishes. It's Makoto Suzuki.
Of course.
I do not want to take credit where credit is not due. But I think the greatest example of it is the the tofu salad that you had last night. Mm-hmm. It's basically the concept of the caprese salad, which, you know, which everybody knows is the tomato and basil and mozzarella. And he took the inspiration for that, and then everything on that plate was basically Japanese ingredients. You know, you have soy sauce, mirin, and all that, but then he infuses it with tomato and basil, and instead of mozzarella, he uses a silken tofu that he presses and to take out all the water, so it actually literally has the texture of mozzarella, as you can attest to, I guess. And yeah. So,
and probably one of the most beautifully cut pieces of avocado.
Yeah,
it's amazing. It's like a cut spiral.
Yeah, they basically just take about an eighth of an avocado, and then they do paper thin slices, and then they do kind of like almost like a, you know, like a spiral, like almost like a shell, and then they fan it out. And I mean, it's amazing. Like, they do have $500 and $600 knives, but the execution.
Yeah,
of it,
the execution.
Like, I'm good with a knife, and sometimes I'll sit there and I'll cut up an entire avocado just trying to recreate it, and I can't do it.
Yeah, a lot of your dishes also use a lot of fermentation, and a bunch of the ingredients. You said, oh, they cooked this for months or years or things like that. What is the process? When did you guys figure that out? That type of like really long term approach to some of these dishes.
I think a lot of different cultures, you know, obviously do all sorts of fermentation and pickling and stuff. Makoto's kind of like a mad scientist. That I don't know if you guys saw it or not. In that middle room there, he has they call it like the shochu gallery, mm-hmm, which shochu is basically, you know, distilled rice alcohol.
Right.
And you know, he has all sorts of crazy infused shochus. Like, there's the strawberry that we're serving right now that's been in there for 5 years. The grapes.
It's been in there for 5 years.
Yeah, the strawberries have been in there for 5 years because, you know, the alcohol preserves it. But but also too, the grape one. There's a grape shochu that he actually grows the grapes. They're Concord grapes that he grows in the backyard right there in Brooklyn,
right
there in Williamsburg, and then he picks the grapes every year and then puts them in the shochu and then serves them 2 years later.
Wow! So you said, you know, that you've been an eternal waiter.
Yeah.
And you've been here in 6 and a half. You know, we live on Grand Street, and we have seen all these restaurants kind of start to pop up, especially, like, I remember trying to go out to eat 4 years ago, and it was all Dominican, Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
So especially in your little corner and what you've seen, you know, Bozu is kind of like, you know, commonplace now, but, you know, what was the landscape 6 and a half years ago, and how has it changed?
Well, you know, ironically, is I've worked at Bozu for 3 years, but in 2001, I helped open Alioli, which, do you guys remember Alioli, mm-hmm, the tapas restaurant, which I think to this day was the greatest Spanish restaurant ever in New York City.
But short-lived.
It was there for 4 years, and, you know, my friend Moni, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, was Moni, and he's one of these guys that takes on a project, sees it to its end, and then shuts it down, you know?
Right.
So, the landscape... I mean, there used to be nothing there. It used to be, you know, Black Betty. You know, there was Black Betty and Alioli, Stingers, Iona's, and that's about it, you know? And now
Diner and...
Oh, Diner too, which oddly enough, before I worked at Alioli, I worked at Diner for a year and a half.
But you guys are so... I mean, how to put this? You know, I don't want to say you guys are the grandfathers, but you're sort of the old school of the new
school,
school Williamsburg dining scene, and Bozu is unlike any restaurant in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
there's none of this. You know, I mean, Walter Foods does its thing with the whole sort of like Manhattan bistro, mm-hmm, in Brooklyn. Roberta's does the whole farm fresh thing.
you know, Rye's also doing that whole sort of like speakeasy type of deal. Same with like Hotel Del Mano and that. You know, so where do you guys relate with these new restaurants? Is there, do you still feel that you're part of the community, or are you guys off doing your own thing?
Well, I definitely think, you know, a lot of the restaurants that you just named are, you know, if you list the top 10, you know, anybody's top 10 restaurants, all the places you name are probably going to be on there. So we're definitely in, like, you know, the class of everybody's favorite restaurants right. in Williamsburg. But I mean, as far as the food goes, that's, I respect Makoto so much because it's like his food is really unlike anybody else's. It's sometimes people ask what it is. It is Japanese, and it's like, I almost feel it's a disservice to call it fusion because it's so eclectic right. and weird. But
I wouldn't call it fusion.
Yeah, I definitely. Well, for lack of a better word, sometimes people call it fusion or people call it tapas, but it's like, it's kind of like unto itself almost, you know.
So we're gonna take a break, play a song, and then come back. We're gonna talk about the new restaurant.
Awesome.
Hold on a second. But yeah. Anyway, big shout out. What's up, AC? Just walking in. Man. Eating some pizza. We got Phil from Bozu and Momo Sushi coming up. We're sitting in lovely Roberta's. And then also, big shout out to Fairway Market. What do you have in Westchester? Pelham, to be specific. That offers you free parking and under one roof. The most enjoy, the most enormous selection of organic fruits and vegetables, organic and all natural groceries. The finest butchers and prime and grass meats and poultry and earth. The most expertly chosen seafood, olive oils, cheeses, and the lowest priced national brand of standard goods. You have Fairway. Boom. Like no other market. Fairway is opening in Pelham on Wednesday, the 14th of April. More information, fairwaymarket.com. You know it. We love it. We go there in Red Hook. DJ Never Forget. Take it away.
welcome back to Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. That was just a exclusive Ali Love, Jokers of the Scene remix.
Yeah, it was rejected for some reason. Apparently, the internet rejects nothing, but...
I don't know. It sounds like a hot track to me. Who knows what's going on these days? Anyway, we are in studio with Phil from Bozu and the new Momo Sushi Shack, which is opening up right next to lovely Roberta's, who's always supplying us with fresh pies. Mm-hmm. Get in there, never forget. So let's talk a little bit about Momo's and the food and the approach to it. You know, Bozu, as you said last night, has been open for 6.5 years, has a menu that's very set for obvious reasons because it's delicious. And Momo was going to be a continuation and then a variation on that?
Yeah, I think the plan is the initial menu will be almost a mirror image of Bozu's menu, maybe a little bit scaled down because we have a really small kitchen next door. And I think we're gonna try to start some relationships with local and organic vendors of everything. And so it'll be kind of like a basically Bozu, but using more local and organic ingredients. Yeah.
So will that make the menu more seasonal?
Definitely more seasonal, you know, definitely.
Which is really interesting. Now, you know, to just say how Grand Street and that area has changed, the Morgan stop area, this has really been changing in the last year and a half, 2 years too. I mean, and is there any reason you might, as like a restaurateur, why people have flocked to like this specific area?
Well, I mean, the apartments are not cheap out here. I mean, you know, there's no really cheap apartments anywhere in New York, I guess. No. But I think people kind of came to the realization that like, okay, I have $2,500 to spend on my apartment, so I can get a small little place in the East Village, or I can get like a mansion out in the ghetto, and still, you know, especially right here, it's so prime because you're only a half a block from the L train, so you can be near.
I wouldn't call this the ghetto.
Well, it was.
Couple blocks over.
I always like to say this is like a little oasis because if you go in 3 blocks in any direction, it's way worse than right here.
Do you remember the Syrup Room? Used to be up on like 100 Ingram Street off the stop a few years ago. This like underground like party space.
Yeah. I do actually.
It was off the space. This was when it was not. There was not even Roberta's over here. Yeah. That was It was touch and go.
My first apartment actually was over on Willoughby and Wilson, and that was in, I guess, 99 or whatever, and it was definitely no joke.
So you said that a lot of new options on the menu are going to be vegan and even vegan friendly.
Yeah, well you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but Bozu is kind of a vegan destination restaurant. Not on purpose. It's just, you know, Japanese cuisine has a lot of, you know, vegan stuff. And we're on a lot of different vegan websites because I think there's a total of like maybe 11 or 12 different vegan options on the menu.
Oh.
Like last night, the inari that you had, uh-huh. the tofu salad, a couple other things were vegan, so.
Yeah, I mean, and what we've always talked about this, and we just ate at the Standard in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
In restaurants that can have great meat options, but also diversity for vegetarians and vegans,
mm-hmm.
are kind of like the winner because you're not just like, I'm going to a steakhouse and your vegetarian friend is like, I guess I'll have a salad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you're going to like a vegetarian place and you're sitting with like a pile of whatever that you don't, you know, raw vegetables that you want. But obviously you can see time and time again, the restaurants that are like really successful, the ones that have give, you know, credibility to both sides of the eating coin, if you will.
Yeah, of course. Why count anybody out?
So what most excites you about the new restaurant? I mean, this is, you know, another baby of yours going out into the world. This isn't like, just like a DJ track drop in or just like anything like that. This is a serious brick and mortar establishment.
Yeah.
So why do a new place and like what's getting you excited about it?
Well, Just the fact that there's so few options out here, and I think that everybody's going to be so psyched to have us out here. I mean, mostly everybody in the neighborhood already knows Bozu anyways, so there's a little bit of a buzz around the place. But also, you know, I think it's kind of rare in New York to find little pockets where there's no restaurants. And, you know, I mean, how many restaurants are out here right now? Four?
Yeah, and there's like that place that's a few blocks away that I can never remember.
What's
like
that?
Some cafe. Obviously.
Life Cafe? Life,
yeah.
And that halal place on the corner.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I'm sure is fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's the same owners as Oasis on Bedford. It's, you know,
oh, then
fine.
It's great.
Yeah.
I love Oasis.
Oh, yeah, it's the same exact food as Oasis, yeah.
Well, then it's top notch.
Yeah.
If you're ever on the Morgan stop and you're in the need for halal.
I guess maybe if they called it Oasis, it would have seemed like too obvious since it's just out here.
Oh, would that be like a pun?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. So when is one of the doors open to the restaurant?
You know, that's a tentative thing, seeing how it's in New York City and licensing and all that stuff. But I think we're going for the middle to end of May.
Oh, great. So right around the corner.
Yeah.
And website, anything like that if I want to?
No website yet.
Yeah. But, you know,
We're going lo-fi. We believe in lo-fi.
Check all the eater.
Yeah, there's already a whole bunch of stuff online about it, you know, little buzz things.
Good pre-buzz, little buzz?
I think a big buzz. I mean, I you know, there's people, I'll sit outside the restaurant just waiting for an appointment or something, and I'll hear people talking about it, like, literally every 2 minutes.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much.
We'll be back to Bozu before you know it.
Yeah, I dare you.
We'll bring AC with us.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, if you haven't been, it's on Grand and Roebling.
It's 296 Grand between Roebling and Havemeyer. And then Momo Sushi Shack is going to be at 43 Bogart on the corner of Moore.
Awesome. And yeah. We'll go in for some nice sake, reminisce about the old bass days and things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, you'll sing two snacky tunes on Heritage Radio. We got DJ Never Forget about to hop on the decks for a short set. AC Slater in the house, very excited, talking about his new single featuring Ninja Sonic, coming out tomorrow. Cannot wait. And thanks to everybody. Here we go. Treasure Fingers. New jam popping off on Snacky Tunes on a gorgeous Monday afternoon on heritageradionetwork.com. Did You Never Forget? What did you just play?
That was the new Treasure Fingers track, What Am I Supposed to Do? And I believe you can get that for free on the Fader blog if you just search that up. Before that was Vega No Reason, an upcoming band on Dinner with the Band this season, and also DJing the IFC food party and Dinner with the Band party tomorrow night at Santos. You two are both welcome. It's open to the public. Starts at 7. Free food, free drinks. Two and Sam will be there. CX Kidtronics, Bad Brilliance. Alvar Simone, Vega DJing, Andrew WK hosting.
And Gators, who wrote the theme song for the show, will be playing live.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear the extended version of the open, come on out. But then, enough about us.
And to start that off was the new Panther Hands track, I believe. Some 20-year-old kid out of Brooklyn making disco.
Really good stuff. But anyway, welcome. First time Snacky Tunes.
Yeah.
AC Slater.
What's up?
How's that pizza?
Delicious. I love Roberta's.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Now, you were saying you used to live out around here?
Yeah, I live like a block from here, across from Brooklyn Natural, like above the subway and that like warehouse type thing for like 2 years.
And then you moved on up three stops in. Every yep. couple years, a couple
yeah, you get a
stops,
little
bit closer.
A little closer, yeah.
Maybe this year it'll be the Grand Stop. Who knows?
So, very exciting stuff for you today. You have your first single coming out in a little bit, Take You, featuring Ninja Sonic, and it's a banger. Let's just put that on the banger list of the summer.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
How did it come to be? How did you hook up with Ninja Sonic and make this track?
I was just working on a single and I wanted it to be, you know, something special and not just like an instrumental with a sample. So I wanted to get someone else involved, like a vocalist, and I'm a Ninja Sonic fan and they're from Brooklyn, so it made sense. We're friends, so just hooked it up and it turned out really well. I'm happy with it.
So it's interesting because it's like a bit of a departure from what you used to make in a sense where it's got rap, obviously,
yeah.
But it's still nonetheless it's like an evolution.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to like incorporate a lot of different styles as well. Just like a big mash of kind of current styles and old styles and yeah, just kind of evolve, you know? You can't do the same thing forever.
No, you
can't.
I mean,
as much as I love Wobble, there's no way that I listen to it even as close as you have. So it's, you know, it's nice to see like the old themes, but like where the next step, you know, the future of it will probably lie, or one of the many directions.
Right, yeah, just push things, you know?
So it comes out tomorrow on Trouble and Bass.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, big shout out to the whole Trouble and Bass family. And you guys have a big party this Wednesday at Webster.
Yeah, at Webster we've got Roska from the UK. UK Funky Big Shot. His first
Boom.
Time. Yeah, first time in the States. And we also have our friends Tomb Crew, who are kind of like a Trouble and Bass type crew in London.
Oh, so big, yeah. So a big BK crew.
But, yeah, big British invasion to Wednesday.
A lot of shirts buttoned up right to the neck, right?
We'll see.
So the track comes out tomorrow, but I know that, you know, we've had it since January. How do you feel about releasing these tracks slowly to DJs and then out to other crews, and what has the response been on the dance floor?
The response has been great from other DJs and even from, like, promo mail-outs. There's a slew of remixes, I think like six or something, and they're all very well received, and everyone has their favorites, so you know, we're really happy about the response.
Yeah, I'm partial to one. I just can't think of which one that is.
Yeah, there's one that I think. Oh wait, you guys did one, didn't you?
Oh yeah, we did.
Oh.
But that's and so like it's been coming out, and so a song like this, which is sort of a bit of a departure, not a departure, but like Greg said, an evolution. Like, where do you drop this normally in the set? Is this like a closer sort of the end? Is it a mid track? Is this a warm up? You know, where do you place a new type of song like this?
It's a little on the heavier side, or a lot on the heavier side. So I kind of been like sticking it in towards the end of a set, to kind of, you know, as I build up, just make it. The track's harder and harder, and I mean, it depends on if you're playing one of the other remixes. They all kind of fall into different categories, so it's like a nice array of styles in there.
I always like that when you know, you don't get like five different versions of the same remix. You kind of like spread. Yeah. I mean, I think one of the best examples is that Crookers remix of Day and Night, I know people don't know this or don't remember, there were like four other remixes that came out alongside that remix that, I mean, obviously they kind of got put in the dust by the other one, but it, I always feel like it's
who else remixed that track?
Jokers did, and three other people.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly. Good stuff. So you guys, Trouble and Bass, and which you're part of, had a huge WMC.
Yeah.
I think your party was the talk of the town for that weekend. How did you feel about that party versus parties in the past? You know, what made this one so much more special than other events that you guys have done? Because I mean, it was a pretty special night.
Yeah, we've been thinking about it since last year in Miami, and like what, you know, what we wanted to do, and it's our first one where it was like our party. We weren't really teaming up with like that many other, like another label or something. We teamed up with Overthrow, who promote events in Miami, and you know, we all put it together and we decorated the venue like it was a Trouble and Bass here in New York, and we kind of just brought our party like literally to Miami, and it went off, and it was, we had a great lineup, a lot of good friends.
Oh, it was great.
It was
Classics killed it.
Yeah, it was, everyone was just amazing, really, and we got a huge response and we had a blast. It was awesome. Yeah.
Well, why don't we get you up on the decks?
Let's do it.
Do a set. We'll come back, talk about summer tour dates, Brooklyn summer.
Yeah.
And eating on the road, if
yeah.
you will.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
We're gonna walk you over. We'll talk you over.
So yeah. You're listening to Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com. I'm Terry Diabolik. DJ Never Forgets, the other guy with the exact same voice. Big shout out to Jack Inslee and Rec Tech for producing and engineering the show. Ferry Market for being our wonderful sponsor today. And Roberta's for giving us tons of great food. We got the Dinner with the Band premiere party tomorrow night at Santos, 7 to 10. It is free. It is going to be awesome. Us and Food Party. And we have Punch's debut, which is our disco crew, opening up with VDRK for Milanex, Zenobi, Justin Faust, all at Santos on April 24th. It's $7 in advance. It's tinyurl.com/FOTPAPRIL. Tickets are moving, and it's gonna be a night.
I'm already tired. I got 8 hours of sleep last night. I'm gonna try and do 8 hours of sleep again tonight, which would be pretty rare. Two back to back 8 hours. As Phil informed me last night, he's been partying for 30 years, so, and he's still standing. So that's not, I didn't really know if that was like a you can do it or you don't have to go to sleep type of comment. But
I've been partying hard for 30 years.
Partying? Oh.
I've been partying for 38 years.
Oh, okay.
30 years of the hard way, as we like to say. Anyway, we got AC Slater on the decks, Snacky Tunes, here we go.
floor, got me. Push up by knock, yeah. Fuck the floor, got me. Push up by knock, yeah. Fuck the floor, got me. Push up by knock, yeah. Fuck the floor, got me. Push up by knock, yeah. Fuck the frog, I'm a push up by knocking. Fuck the frog, I'm a push up by knocking. Fuck the frog, I'm a push up by knocking. Fuck the frog, I'm a push up by knocking. Fuck the frog, I'm a push up by knocking. Fuck the frog, I'm a push up by knocking. Fuck the frog, I'm a push up by knocking. Fuck the frog, I'm a push up by knocking. Fuck the frog, I made, why push up by knocking. Fuck the frog, I made, why push up knocking. Fuck the frog, I made, why push knocking. Fuck the frog, I made, push up by knocking.
shake, shake, shake your shoulders.
AC Slater in the mix. Has anybody copyrighted that phrase, I wonder?
Yeah, like every single hip-hop radio DJ station.
Right.
I think 97.1 says it minutely.
Right. I guess we should like figure out some type of like something better for this scene. Like,
I thought All Right was our catchphrase. I
mean, All Right's our catchphrase, but like it's like when they come back like in the stew. I don't know, like in the converted freighter cart. Yeah, AC Slater in the converted freighter cart, live on Snacky Tunes. Ba-ba-bow, ba-bow.
You can't say that. I actually copyrighted
Damn
that.
Damn it. So. All the good phrases have been taken. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. Their exciting week for AC Slater, whose track Take You comes out on B-Port, Juno, anything, or just B-Port?
All that, yeah. All iTunes, that good stuff. Yeah, all
iTunes,
stuff.
Everything.
Yeah.
Question about iTunes. Why can't you get 320s?
And if I don't
you
know, could, man.
And here's the thing. If you know that some, sorry iTunes, but it's like if you know you can get a higher quality version, why wouldn't you just, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if there's like some deal, like, or you would think like if I was a, on the other side, if I was a record label, I'd be like, why can't you at least sell 192s? It's like all 128 on there, something like that.
I guess they're missing out on that, you know, the whole DJ market.
If I remember correctly, when I first started using Serato, I bought a couple tracks through iTunes, and then because of the DRM, I couldn't play through Serato. But is that still true?
I think you can pay. They have like you can pay like a premium and, or like a little bit more and get like a rights free. I think labels have the option to do that.
I mean, we're still talking about Beatport still isn't perfect. I mean, you'll get a couple tracks with Beatport that are just like, what is this quality? But I don't know if that's Beatport or if that's the people who are producing it.
We talked about it. It's not Beatport. It's like, you know, I think it's kind of, it would be on you if you're going to sell your stuff. You know, if you were, like we said before, if you're going to make a shirt, you wouldn't sell it to a store with one sleeve. Yeah. You know, but some people...
Unless that's, you know...
Unless that's what you're going for.
Could it come up with a food analogy? Like, if you were going to make a pizza, you wouldn't sell it with half the toppings?
No, because then...
Or like a slice taken out, maybe?
Yeah, all right.
Boom.
Okay.
This is AC coming.
You should take my job.
as a quiz.
I can't fill your shoes.
So,
summer's coming up, and I think everyone's getting pretty excited because, let's be honest, this is the best time to be in New York.
Yeah, New York is buzzing right
now.
New
York is... If anyone has gone out at all in the week over the past few weekends, they know that it is just crazy.
Yeah,
it's something in the air. Because this is the magic time before, you know, everyone goes on tour or leaves for the summer. And we were talking to you, and you said that you have a pretty extensive tour coming up.
Yeah,
summer. Where are you going? Where can the kids see you?
I'm going next week. I'm going to UK for about 3 weeks, doing a tour there. Like pretty much all UK. I'm doing one show in Paris. But you know, you could find that info online. I don't have the dates off the top of my head.
Where would they go online for that?
You could go to MySpace/TheACSlater.
Was AC Slater already taken?
Yes.
Some kid.
Someone took it.
Is it defunct? Even is that?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it since I created the MySpace. Right, look that up, and also Twitter/. I don't even know my Twitter. AC underscore
Slater. Yeah. I just know everything.
You're good. See, yeah, I can't fill your shoes.
They haven't logged in since 2006. You should write MySpace.
Oh, man.
No, yeah. But MySpace Music is actually really good about that.
Yeah?
If you write them, you're like, hi, I'm an actual artist who uses this. And these people haven't signed in 4 years.
Well, I've kind of grown to love the AC Slater.
Well, it's not just it's or one of many.
Yeah,
it is the AC Slater. And I'm not talking about the one on Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Let's not discuss it.
Let's not discuss that. All right. Well, we want to thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't. Was that a star? Yeah,
no, it's fine.
He said some things in the press that we don't have to get into.
Oh, you legally can't talk about. Oh, because of stuff. Anyway. So, tour's coming up. Looking forward to any places that you're going to be eating on the road or any old haunts?
Oh, man. You know, I don't know. When you're in UK, it's tricky. Like, there's really good like Indian food everywhere. Like, their Indian food puts American Indian food kind of like to shame, I think.
Yeah.
And also, I really like Nando's. It's like fast food chicken place. But UK is just kind of like...
I got some places for you in London.
Yeah?
I got some tips. But outside, I heard London's fine.
London's good, yeah.
Rest of the areas outside of it are probably not as good. Meat pies.
Yeah.
Right.
Deep fried Mars bars.
I mean, I always love this story. I was on there a few years ago and we were eating out a little bit out of the ways. And I was like, I'm so sick and tired of like fried food and everything. And I was like, oh, they have a vegetable burger on the menu. I will have a vegetable burger. And it was literally vegetables deep fried, like, but like with like breading around it and like formed in. So it was like a burger shaped fried patty of vegetables.
And a healthy option, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, come on, guys. They're like, what? And I'm like, all right, yes, technically you got me, but this is not. So I was like, can't win.
I mean, I love fish and chips and bangers and mash, but how often can you eat it?
Right.
And we're spoiled here in New York. You know, it's like you could get anything you want.
Anytime.
Yeah.
I went out to eat with my parents in like the suburbs of Philadelphia on Friday at 8 p.m. And it was like very hard for us to find a place that wasn't totally slammed. And they're like, yeah, you just can't go out past 7:30 or it's impossible. I was like, wow, chalk one more thing up to living in the city. If I want to get like a burger at 11 p.m., I know I can get a burger at 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And also, so you people know, the Udachi and Arte Ate remix are out there floating around for free download.
The
right?
The Urchins.
Urchin.
Urchins.
Sorry,
guys Urchins. From the UK and yours. Yeah, it's out there.
So if you want to hype machine that or record
yours
label.
Yours is on record label.
Yeah, ours is on record label.
Yeah, and then the Urchins one is, it's around. It's everything's around. Been reblogged.
Yeah, so if you do blog search.google.com and AC Slater take you, you'll find some versions.
And then Tuesday.
And then tomorrow, go out and buy it.
Yeah,
Beatport. Put some money in some people's pockets.
Yeah, seriously, you know, we have a lot of great artists in here. And this, it's what, $1.49 person per track on Beatport, that's, you know, have one less PBR at the bar.
I mean, yeah, you can go find it for free, but if you like it, you know,
buy
it. We would appreciate it.
It's really good. It's really good to support that, because supporting this supports the party on Wednesday and supports
the
thing that you love.
Supports my children.
The more you care.
I don't have any children.
Yeah, our children. We can talk about that's. We'll talk about that later.
Also, yes. we have a video for the single that I think is going online tomorrow. It's awesome. Really funny, just like a fun little
thing.
Romp.
Yeah. I'm sure if you're on AC's Twitter or any Trouble in Bass or anybody in New York, I'm sure everyone will be writing about this tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll see it.
All right, so you want to tell us the last song you're going to play is?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to play a song called Calm Down Part 3.
The third
series. Should be out this summer, the epic trilogy.
Is this an exclusive?
This is an exclusive.
Oh, my goodness.
Bow, bow, bow.
We used to have sound effects in here, but I'd always like hit and it'd be like a drop for it on the show, like, tune in on Tuesdays. And I'd be like, I wanted Breaking Glass.
Or like a cat crying or something like that.
All right, so Calm Down Part 3.
Yeah, featuring my friend Drop the Lime singing.
Oh, Mr. Luca Venezia.
Yeah.
Oh,
fair. And also our very first guest.
Yeah.
On Snacky Tunes.
Full circle.
Full circle. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
Completing the circle.
I had a good time.
Wednesday, basement studio at Webster Hall. And we're going to walk you over.
Cool. Walk me over.
Yeah. So thank you so much, AC and Phil from Bozu and Momo's Sushi Shack. It's going to be awesome.
Next week, we have a big surprise.
Yeah, I mean, that can be read many different ways, but yes, we have a very big surprise next week. Also, please, tomorrow, if you're in New York, Santa's Party House, Snacky Tunes, AC Slater.
Calm down.
Calm down, part 3.
Oh,